For our next story, here's Anna.
Most people think racism is just a black and white issue, but as Christian knows, it's about more than skin color. Half his family is Puerto Rican, and other half is Dominican. He struggled to appreciate both sides equally.
When I was little, I was like, I want to be Puerto Rican, not Dominican, because my father was an asshole, and he's a cheater, and you know, all this, you know, and he's Dominican. But when I turned like 15, I realized that, okay, just because he's Dominican and he's a liar, that doesn't mean all Dominicans are bad.
Christian now feels comfortable with his identity, but a Puerto Rican cousin still says bad things about his family.
He calls me a plátano, which is a racist slur for Dominicans, and he says that I'm dirty, I'm filthy, I'm nasty, that my side of the family's poor.
Elizabeth also hears Hispanic groups being racist to each other. It happens all the time where she lives.
In my building, half is Puerto Rican, half is Dominican. When it comes time to diss each other, because it's like every day we have a discussion about this, like Dominicans versus Puerto Ricans. My Puerto Rican friends take their countryside and I take my countryside. So it's actually, we are not friends anymore at that moment because we're discussing who's better. Some people fight over this.
There are plenty of reasons why people are racist. For example, some parents teach children that their race is better than others. Lisa explains.
We don't start out being judgmental. Judgmental is something we have to learn. I mean, there are some people who might be born judgmental. Like, it just might be in their nature. But I think for the rest of us, it's that, like, when we're kids, we're around a lot of judgmental adults. And since when we're kids, we believe that adults, in a way, are perfect. That we do have to learn from them. They are bigger than us, and they know a lot more than us. So we think that whatever they do is right until we reach a certain age. So until we do reach that age, we think that being judgmental is right because of that.
But personal experience also plays a big role in shaping prejudice.
Like, you might not be influenced by your family about being racist, but you might have an experience with a person that is from a race, and then you're like, oh, I hate this person, so I hate that race, right?
Okay, like, my cousin D, I don't know, an African-American person stole his bike, and he said all black people are evil. And I go, really? So why you listen to their music for? You're being hypocritical. If a person of that race does something bad to you, it doesn't mean you have to be racist of that race. You know, not everyone is bad. There's good and bad in every race.
How can we end racism? We can start by learning to see the world through another person's eyes. Elizabeth does this all the time.
I see somebody in the street, and I just want to know what that person's thinking about. Like, I want to know that person's problems. I don't know why. It's like, maybe I don't got enough problems on my own, so I want everybody else's problem. And I want to be a psychologist, so obviously I want some practice.
Christian is skeptical that empathy works, but he has another solution.
Okay, that whole thing about going someone's shoes, like walking on someone's shoes before you judge them, I think that's just a bunch of bull. I really don't want to get in someone's head. Like, if they're racist about me or they don't like me at all, then, you know, keep it to yourself. When you see me, don't say it to me.
Keeping racist thoughts to yourself is a good first step. We have to start somewhere. As Elizabeth points out, racism gets us nowhere.
That time that you spend dissing other races, you could use it for something good for yourself or for something else. Do community service. Do something. Stop wasting your time on this. Like, we're all equal.
We at war. We at war with terrorism. Racism, but most of all, we are war with ourselves.